Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans and hockey fans in general. This is the playoff edition. Well, last night, Montreal once again showed that they have a complete team, in my opinion. What goaltending by Carey Price again. And I'm going to say this, one of the best things that ever happened to them is when they picked up Tyler Toffoli from the Kings in their trade deadline. That was probably the number one winning thing for them, and it might be one of the best acquisitions they were able to get in their back end towards the end of the season. But on the other side, let's talk the Colorado-Vegas game. You know, Colorado had that strong start, and everyone was just like, they're going to sweep Vegas. That's what I kept hearing my friends say. Well, I never said they would. I still think Colorado has a good chance of winning the series, but the way that Vegas has played the last couple of games is telling me that Vegas may surprise a lot of people. And Colorado, you're on alert now. Because basically what Vegas just told you was, we're going to play our game. We're going to hit. We're going to be going aggressively to the net. We're going to get rebounds, and we're going to take shots off those rebounds. And Philip Grubauer, that was one of the worst performances you had all year. I have never seen you have that bad of rebound control in that game. That was your problem. You couldn't hold on to anything. So I'm putting Colorado on a little bit of a blast at the moment. And the reason I'm doing that, because I still believe that they're a very talented hockey team, but there's just so much more big, strong guys on the other side of the ice with Vegas. I mean, there's good players. Brendan Saad was a good acquisition. Mikael Makar, he's still one of the best players they got. And he's still going to have to get back on his game. I mean, he had a really good, solid rookie year last year. Him and Miro Heiskanen from the Dallas Stars, they both play very similar. They're fast. They're two-way defensemen. They can do a lot of things. But he's going to have to step up and play better, or it's going to be over for Colorado. That's how they lose. If they don't find a way to slow the game down of the Vegas Golden Knights in the crease, you're going to have to make Vegas fight for that area. And you didn't do it the last couple games. That's what I saw. You're going to have to battle right in front of the goaltender. Anyway, that's my quick little assessment of what happened last night. Everyone have a great day. And we'll talk more hockey as it goes on.